VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Now, the man who put the positive in feedback and the woman who put the broad back in broadcasting, eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
And we're live and lively for this week's edition of eBay Radio's regular Thursday show, Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. If you're listening live, today is April 9th, 2015. If you're listening via the archives, this is show number 373. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That number again is 888-723-4630. You can call with an item number if you wish to have one of your listings critiqued in what we so fondly call a listing dish. Or if you have a question or a comment, this is your chance. 888-723-4630. Go. You have 2 hours.
Or you may use the Contact Us button on the bottom of your handy-dandy eBay radio player, the player you're listening to us on right now. Just click on it, submit your question or comment, and we'll be glad to take care of it over the air, if at all possible. Every now and then we get so many, we can't get to them by the end of the show, but we do our best. And every now and then also, Griff, I get one that I'm not sure about and I send over to you. Because I feel that instead of doing a quick answer or an I don't know, which it's okay when we say I don't know, but every now and then I send one over to Griff so he can take care of it in a day or two. But normally we get to them during the show.
Normally.
The Contact Us, or abnormally.
Abnormally.
Hey, Griff, I mentioned the other day I had a little tip about creativity, you know, creative people.
Yes.
And whether or not they make good entrepreneurs or not.
Do they? Do they make good entrepreneurs?
Absolutely.
Oh,
somebody
good.
Fed them a line of baloney through the years. Oh,
it
I'm creative,
us, right?
So I can't be a salesperson. Or, oh, I'm creative, so I can't sell. Well, guess what? You sell yourself every time you go apply for a job. You sell yourself every time you get a bank loan at the bank.
Every time.
You sell yourself every time you put a listing on eBay. Think about it for a minute. Creative people can market, they can sell, and they can be great entrepreneurs. And I say that again. We had an expert on the show the other day who didn't agree with me.
Who was that? Not me.
We had the fella on who was telling us about, you know, he was a psychological person, you know. Remember that guy we had on?
A psychological person.
We had a guy on the other day. I'll look him up. But anyway.
You have to look it up, yeah.
He was saying, I asked him the question, and he said, oh, well, you know, creative people generally, they're in their own world, and they're this and that. Well, BS, I say. Bull symptoms, that's what that stands for. But you've got to realize that all of the great entrepreneurs in the world, you look them up, Steve Jobs, look at all these guys up. They were all creative types, and they became gigantically successful. I know people who are selling on eBay right now who are selling stuff that they made themselves. Very creative people. People from the art world. You too can be an entrepreneur. You can learn to market and sell yourself and not be ashamed to do it. There's no shame in selling. There's no shame in it.
No.
It's going to make you, it's going to pay your rent. It's going to pay your mortgage. So I just wanted to chime in with that, and I have a test that I want to give you.
I may not
be able to find it till next week. Yeah, okay. I have a test, and I know that you're going to answer every question, yes. And it's a test about creative people. And it was written by a guy who wanted to prove that creative people could be good entrepreneurs. So I'm going to get my hands on that test and bring it in, and if you would consent to it, I want to give it to you.
You want
it's
to give
not
me
so
the
much te- a test as
oh,
it is
no.
a questionnaire.
Oh, test.
It's a question.
Do I have to study first?
No. No, you don't
okay,
have to
then.
Study. You don't have to study. Oh. Hey, Griff, if you'll go to page 11 of the stuff we sent you over, while we're waiting for the phone screener to screen some calls at 888-RADIO-30, I thought we may do something that was adapted from a post by our Audrey Tracy in the eBay for Business blog.
Oh, yes.
And it's about organized spring cleaning. And we adapted it for today's show, some of the stuff from it. So if you go to page 11, you'll find it.
Page 11, I'm on my way.
All right, very good. Again, our number is 888 Radio 30. And this is your day, you know. This is the day we have no guests on. We have 2 hours here where we answer your questions and comments. And, oh, my gosh, I haven't even checked in on the chat board yet, but I have to do that.
Oh, I can't believe you haven't done that yet.
Did you find page 11?
Yes, of course. I'm waiting
okay,
for you.
Great. Okay, well, spring has sprung. Time to clean stuff up. And you need to start with your eBay workspace. And here are 3 tips for getting it all organized and ship-shaped. And again, we got this from a post by Audrey Tracy in the eBay for Business blog. So you want to take number one, Griff?
Create an eBay-only space. It's a good idea to have a space that is designated eBay-only. I've been preaching this for years. If you're climbing over Christmas decorations in your garage in search of misplaced inventory or prying the packing tape from Fido's choppers, you're wasting time. Remember, time is money. And this is so, you have no idea how appropriate this one is, because this morning I was searching for a shirt that I sold and I literally had to reach over a Christmas tree in order to get it. So that is
there
just
you go.
Spooky. It's spooky, I tell you.
Yeah, you need to have your own space. Number 2, dedicate space for each eBay activity. Even if your eBay business is confined to a small room, it's smart to divide it up into activity-based stations that create a predictable flow for everything from listing to shipping. The more operational distractions that you can eliminate, the more streamlined your business will be. So consider setting up the following. Why don't you give them the first one, Griff?
Well, obviously a listing station. And this could be a desk or a counter that's dedicated to research, editing photos, creating listings, and responding to customer inquiries. Since this all involves a fair bit of sitting, make sure the space is comfortable and ergonomically sound. In addition to save time, it should be stocked with tools that you'll need for listing-related tasks, like a tape measure or perhaps a magnifying glass.
Oh, boy, that magnifying glass becomes so important. Probably no matter what you're selling, but especially since right now we're selling a lot of jewelry.
Yeah.
Boy, you got to look at every little tiny thing on it.
Right, and maybe a glass where you can put your dentures.
That too.
Oh, no, that's your bedroom.
That too. Right. Then the next thing would be photo station. Griff, why don't you take this one? Because this is your baby.
So, you know, I'm in this video series that's all about mastering the art of product photography, including how to set up your photo studio. And you can learn a lot from me, I guess. The goal is to have your equipment at the ready when it's time to snap the product shots. And you can find those videos, by the way, on YouTube. If you search YouTube for quick tips for eBay sellers, you'll find them.
And while we're on that subject, I have a quick question to ask you before we go on to the next station, which is shipping station.
Yes, what is it?
So when you've got your photography thing set up, you know, we've got the rolling table and the whole thing set up.
Yeah, yeah.
It matters what time of day it is, we've noticed.
Why?
Because if it's at night, the pictures look different. If it's in the daytime, there's different light coming into the room.
Oh, you haven't shut all the light out.
Yeah, we got to shut all the light out.
That's the secret.
That is the secret.
We talk about that in the video. You want to make sure you get it. You want total control over the light. And the way you do that is you have to mask out things like windows and overhead fixtures and other sources of light.
Got it.
Then you will have more consistent.
Because we've been noticing, you know, I was going to get 3 listings up yesterday. And as it was, I got 2 up this morning, but they were not totally to my liking.
There you go.
But still, that's what it is. We got to cover those windows.
Right, so that you're not leaving control to nature over the type of light you're using. You're the almighty creator. You're the creator of the light.
So we're almost finished here with this organized spring cleaning. So we've talked about having a listing station and a photo station. You also need a shipping station, and this is a biggie. Many sellers swear by a counter-height shipping station.
Yeah.
Think like a kitchen designer, create a space that is L-shaped, U-shaped, or galley style so that everything is within arm's reach. Ideally, it should be fully stocked with boxes, envelopes, an ample supply of bubble wrap, and or packing materials, tape, shipping labels. See, right now, Griff, we're going to 3 different places for that in our house.
Well,
so
that doesn't
make sense.
This is
a good tip.
Yeah.
And would you do number 3, please?
Well, you have to protect and organize your inventory. Duh. Your stock is like money in the bank. Well, a little bit like money in the bank. It's probably not earning you interest, but the analogy stands. Make sure it's safe from dirt, dust, your pesky pet, and the elements, and your own sense of disorganization. Unless you're already have a working system, you might want to try using warehouse-style shelving in numbered plastic bins or banker boxes to store your inventory. Consider placing your items in plastic bags or boxes once they've been photographed, numbered, and listed. Then you can use Selling Manager Pro to edit your listings and make note of your item's location in what's called the custom label field. Don't worry, your buyers can't see this information, only you. It's for your edification.
And if this all sounds too overwhelming, we're not recommending that you clean house overnight or that you use every suggestion provided here. Just go at your own pace. Keep an eye out for time-sapping distractions and inefficiencies and adjust your business practices where and when necessary. Your workspace is usually a work in progress. Again, you can find these on the eBay for Business blog.
That's true.
And Audrey Tracy, who, by the way, will be at the event in June.
Oh, and she's a little pistol, that one.
Yep, she's going to be with us. Hey, David from Delray Beach, Florida, known on eBay as Tenor Sax 47. David, are you a musician?
Used to be. Retired, yeah. The sax are gone.
Probably jazz, maybe? Did you do jazz or rock and roll or what?
Both, but mostly jazz.
Well, it's nice to have you today. What's your question or comment?
I had an issue with a customer over a return.
David, sorry.
If I just give you the item number?
Not yet. We're going to have to take a short break, but then we'll come right back to you after this break here.
Sure.
So stay with us as we take our station break. This segment was also brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We're here for you. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. WebInterpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. WebInterpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then, they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at WebInterpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top 5 international sites. All in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.
eBay seller, perhaps you've tried drop shipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole pallet full of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with. Boxes full of high-quality name brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rocket Republic, Vibe Audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house anywhere in the continental USA for just $15 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com. Register, it's free, and you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.
34 hoops, 35 hoops, 36 hoops.
What's that?
It's my husband. He's at the bank jumping through hoops. We need some funds quickly to grow our business. He'll be gone all day, pretty much.
Why don't you just go to Cabbage.com? Cut out all this jumping through hoops business.
How would that be different?
Cabbage makes it easy. Their swift process looks at real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score. You get a decision in minutes, and your funds are available to use instantly. Yes, you heard right. Just minutes until Cabbage funds are in your account to use. Up to $100,000.
Wow. Where do I go and what do I do?
First, go pick up your husband from the bank. Then visit Cabbage.com and simply link your eBay store or any online service you use. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. That's Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Call us now at 888-723-4630. You can call us with any issue or item that you'd like to talk about. Maybe you want to have your listing dished.
I want to do some listing dishes today. I'm ready for it.
I think that's not what we're going to do right now, though.
No. Well, I don't know. David wants us to look at something. Hi, David from Delray Beach, Florida. What is your issue, darling?
Okay. If you look at the item, it'll help explain it a little bit, if you don't mind.
Okay.
All right.
271-826-201-558.
That's 271-826-201-558.
Correct.
Got it. Okay, so what's the issue?
You can see the category that this item was listed under, collectibles, merchandise, and memorabilia of airlines.
Yes.
Okay. So a person bought this item and opened a return case saying item not as described, that it didn't work, and he wanted to return it. Well, is it reasonable? Should I have done additional information in the listing stating that a 45-year-old life vest probably won't work, that it was under a collectible, a memorabilia piece?
Yeah, that's an interesting, that's very interesting.
You know, I think probably. Down here where you said unused and original pouch with donning instruction card, I probably would have put very clearly, probably even up at the top of vintage 1973 yellow Seamate,
But I bet I know what David's issue is now. It's not only that he returned the item saying it doesn't work or he wants to return the item, but he's tried to use it, right?
Right.
And it may not be in the original condition in which it was sent.
Right. Anyway, so what happened was I called eBay because I knew that this would generate a defect, got them to look at the same thing that you're looking at now, and they agreed with me and removed the defect for the item not as described reason for return.
Sure.
Which was great. I had immediately refunded. Turns out he had already printed a refund, a return label, but whatever. I didn't care about the money. I was more concerned about the defect. So my question is this. At the same time, it appears that he gave me a low DSR for this item, for an item not as described. Do I have any recourse for getting that removed?
So, I don't know. Are you sure that's still on your account?
The low DSR?
Yeah. Or do you have the defect from the low DSR?
No. Well, yes. Yes.
You're sure of that?
Yeah.
I would contact CS and explain to them that, you know, they took off the negative feedback, correct? Or they just changed? See, this all should have been changed at the same time.
They took off the defect for open case for return.
Right. So I'd recontact CS and explain to them they didn't do their job completely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See what they say.
It took a while to get through to the right people.
I know.
But before
eventually worked. If you don't lose your patience, they'll be very accommodating, I found.
But before you leave, I would like to discuss the issue you brought up at the beginning about should you have put it in here that this is inspection date of August 24th, 1973. It's unused in its original pouch with donning instruction card. However, being that it is so old, no one could guarantee that it would be usable.
I see, that was my problem, is I never thought that anybody would do anything but use it as a display piece because it's under memorabilia. I would have listed it.
People
under,
don't even look at that.
Well,
a lot of times.
I have to agree. I agree with David. My first response would have been, who, I mean, if somebody had mentioned it to me, it would have been, who in their right mind is going to think this is working after 40-something years? But obviously
right.
Someone...
If I own an antique shop and have right. this on the shelf, would somebody come in and buy it and expect to take it on
maybe. That's my point to you,
well,
though, honey,
and I don't
is that
disagree
maybe.
With you. Right. So, yes. But what I'm saying is we're talking about closing the door of the barn after the horse has left.
Right.
I don't think it's unreasonable to think at the time you list something like this that there's no way, and I don't even think you think that. I think that it just doesn't enter your mind because it's inconceivable right. that someone would actually think that a collectible, you're going to bring it to your boat and use it. I mean, you're guaranteed right. to sink in the water. So,
when you sell an old camera, Do you put a disclosure or something saying this probably doesn't work?
No, only because it's not a really good example to use because I would only sell a camera that I've tested and made sure worked. So when uh-huh. it comes to vintage cameras, the buyer wants to know it works. When it comes to vintage, a vintage life jacket that's 45 years old, I have to assume it's not. I'm not buying this to bring it on my boat and to have it work. I mean. Yep. It is a ridiculous thing, I have to admit. But to Lee's point, the learning would be if I ever did have one of these to sell, I would remember this phone call and I would put underneath in the description, I would say, alert, this is not a working model. It is for collectible use only. Not to be brought onto a boat and expected to save your life in the case of a capsizing.
Yeah. My chance of finding another one of these ever is slim and none, but I get the point. Should it have been marked as like as is? Does that cover it?
Well, no, I would have been very, in hindsight, again, hindsight yeah. meaning everything here, I just would have been very obvious and I would say in a resale, this is not a working life jacket. This our
well,
life vest. This is for collectible purposes only.
I didn't know that though because I didn't want to disrupt it. I wanted to leave it intact the way I found it.
I know, and
which was unused.
One can assume that this is not going to work after 45 mm-hmm. years.
Yeah,
I mean, like the material itself becomes corroded.
If you bought a 40-year-old bottle of wine, yeah. you know, you've got no guarantee that that's good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'd call CS back and explain the situation, saying yeah. you've already taken the defect off, but he left two. I need both yeah. marks taken off. This is a total buyer misunderstanding about a collectible item that wasn't ever supposed to be meant to be used, and take it
yeah,
from there.
Okay, I wanted to make sure because I had heard in the past that you can only get a low DSR removed if the buyer agrees to remove it.
Well, I would say. I would say that it's not a matter of the low DSR, it's the matter of the defect, because it's all part and parcel with a huge, ridiculous misunderstanding by the person who bought this.
Right. Got it. The first, all right, I'll call back.
The first word in your title says 1973. How right. could anyone actually assume that something that's 40-plus years old is still going to be functional?
Okay, guys, yeah. a woman sitting in her nightgown, she's going boating. In 2 weeks. First time she's ever gone boating. She's looking for something for her kid or for herself. She comes upon this thing and she buys it. I'm saying it could happen.
It did happen.
It did happen.
But it is ridiculous that I have to... I'm going to be blunt about this. It would have to be... It says 1973 Seamate. If the life of your child is that important, you're not going to buy something that's 40-plus years old and say, hope it works, little Bobby. Hope you don't drown when the boat capsizes. Woo, here we go with sailing. Oops, the boat's leaking. Here, put on this vintage 1973 yellow Seamate life. What? It doesn't work. Oh, Billy, Bobby, oh, you're drowning. You're drowning. Oh, defect.
David, I love disclaimers when necessary, and I think this item should have had a disclaimer.
Well,
but
I
understand
too.
Why you didn't think about it.
Thank you.
Because you two,
how does the rest of the list can look?
Because you two are collectors. Okay, see, now he wants a total dishing. He's going to get a total dishing.
Well,
I think
all you have to do when you say
oh,
how
for
does
this
the,
listing? This listing's great. This listing's fantastic. Are you kidding? I give it a 5.
Hold on. We haven't even gone through it.
It's great. Great title. Look at that title. It says everything so clearly.
It is, 1973. It is a good title.
Couldn't be clearer.
Yeah.
Look at the photos. Even the photos are clear. And does it say? It says here, inspected August 24th, 1973. Next inspection due August 24th, 1974. Now, can I go look at the calendar for a minute? Will you excuse me just for a second? Oh, wait a minute. Well, that's 40 plus years ago. Ooh, I better not buy this for little Billy. And your description is perfect. It could be blue perfect or even more perfect if the next time you list it, you put, hey, idiot, this is not a working model.
I used to put my terms of service on all of my listings.
Yeah.
And I stopped doing it when I saw what my percentage of sales were coming from mobile.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a wise decision?
No, I think you've got a good return policy. I don't think it hurts to have it in your description.
I would have it.
Yeah, but I think, you know, it says here, hassle-free returns, 30 days money-back guarantee, you pay return shipping. Couldn't be clearer.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds great.
So you guys are from the Couldn't Be Clearer Foundation.
Yeah.
And I'm from the Do a Disclaimer Just to Make Sure Foundation.
Hey, John, do me a favor. Don't let Lee anywhere near a boat. This is a disaster waiting to happen. She's putting 40-year-old life jackets on the children.
She lost me when she said, imagine a woman sitting in her nightgown. I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, try to unsee that now.
Thank you, David. Bye.
I hope we helped that poor guy. This segment was brought to you by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. We are listening, 888-723-4630.
Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
It's the 12th anniversary of eBay Radio, and we're celebrating with a 3-day party and conference at Bally's in Las Vegas, June 16th through the 18th, 2015. You'll learn the most up-to-date information on social selling, product sourcing, best business practices, and more. Our goal is to improve your success on eBay and learn about the changes happening in e-commerce. Register now at the early bird rate of $175 for all 3 information-packed days. Join us at ervegas.com, and remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.